Audio 5. Livestock Farming in Bardenas. Royal Bardenas of Navarra has for centuries not been just a place for grass, but for an important and extensive ranching area. 22 organizations have shared grazing rights in these lands. These organizations are known as Congolfantes. Some authors have noted that there were up to 300,000 heads of cattle here during the Middle Ages. The first document describing the use of the territory is that issued by King Don Sancho García in 882 AD to the Roncal Valley, recognizing the right to graze and make corrals and cabins. Roncal Valley was later accompanied by Salazar Valley, Olive Monastery, and 19 towns of the Navarra riverbank, which were given rights to shared pastoral usage of the land, among other uses. The first ordinances indisputably reflect the importance of pastoral use with respect to all of the rest: agriculture, firewood, the mining of stone, lime, gypsum, manure, and so on. It wasn't until the beginning of the 20th century when grazing began a decline in importance and agriculture took over. It's estimated that during the autumn, there are some 100,000 heads grazing in Bardenas, mainly sheep. In years gone by, the grazing year began in September, at which time flocks of sheep migrating from Pyrenees ports, the Urbasa and Andia ranges, and other grasslands entered Bardenas. Ever since the distant past, there has been a ban on cattle staying in the region during the summer. The main grazing resource that herds find in Bardenas is the stubble left over after the harvesting of cereal grains. Grazing was a common use of the ponds, troughs, pastures, and sheepfolds by shepherds from the 22 organizations, with a corresponding payment of tax. Today, to preserve the natural environment and to use the resources in an orderly manner, they have divided Bardenas into 87 agricultural farming and livestock farming districts. The breed of sheep of Royal Bardenas is the Navarra Grazer, originally from the Roncal and Salazar Valley in the Pyrenees. Formerly listed as triple capacity, that is, meat, milk, and wool, today the sheep are primarily used for meat. The meat is known as ternasco, or suckling lamb. In the past, wool was also an indispensable source of income in the farming household economy. Today, this activity results in more spending than earning. Nevertheless, it is still necessary to shear the sheep in order to keep the flock clean and to prevent the animals from overheating.